7:36. Welcome back. It's The Exchange on CJAD. Huge news last week with the Nobel Prize Award being given out to Malala Yousafzai. Of course, we all remember Malala as the courageous young girl that was shot by the Taliban and came back and stood up to her aggressors like very few people have been able to do to the Taliban, arguably better than just about anybody. We're going to bring in our next guest right now. Her name is Virinda Narain, and she's an assistant professor at McGill. Virinda, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining tonight.
Thanks very much, Dave.
What an incredible piece of news this is. And you know, all I was thinking last week when I saw this is that every time we open up a newspaper, every time we turn on the radio right now, there is just bad news after bad news, tragedy and disease and famine and war. And this was finally some good news for the world.
That's right. It was amazing that she actually got the prize.
Yeah, I would say so. It was absolutely spectacular. Did you think that there was a chance that she wasn't going to get the prize? I mean, she was going up against Stephen Harper, right?
Well, that is stiff competition. But I think that she was shortlisted perhaps last year as well. So I think this was the time for her to get it for sure.
So I guess this leads to, and the conversation oftentimes is, you know, the Nobel Prize was given out to President Obama several years ago. And
right.
Since then, he's been known as, I mean, he's been a wartime president with a Nobel Prize. Does the Nobel Peace Prize still mean something beyond the warm, fuzzy feeling that we get when we hear about people winning it?
I think so. I think it means a lot, particularly for the message that Malala brings. And I think it has a political message as well for all of South Asia and as well the Middle East. So I think it does have a message. It does have a global resonance.
Where do you think she goes from here? I mean, what is she, 21 years old? What an amazing life.
17.
17?
She's only 17, actually.
Geez, you know, I had never even done half the things she's done when I was 17. So where does someone like that go from here? You can already tell she seems like she's so polished. She's so comfortable in front of a microphone. It looks like politics would probably be in her future, but still so young. Where do you think she goes from here?
Well, I think that this is a great achievement for her, and she is only 17, so she has a life ahead of her to do the work that she's committed to doing. I think she's incredibly brave and incredibly courageous, and this is a particular challenge for young girls and women in that part of the world. So I think that she has a great future ahead of her, and she has the support of the world community, essentially, and she needs it.
We're in conversation with Virinda Narain, an associate prof at the McGill Faculty of Law, Institute for Gender, Sexuality, and Feminist Studies. We're talking about Malala Yousafzai winning the Nobel Prize. Do you see her as the heir apparent to a Benazir Bhutto?
Not really. I think that she's done a lot more for women than Benazir Bhutto did as the Prime Minister of Pakistan. I think that Benazir had to co-opt the fundamentalists to further her agenda, and I think that Malala quite clearly doesn't have that same political inclination.
No, I mean, but she's also never run for an office and understood that certain times you have to cooperate with people that you don't want to, right?
Right, but I think that Benazir was part of this whole feudal network, and Malala is not from that kind of background. So I think that she has the courage of her convictions. And the beautiful thing about her getting the Nobel Peace Prize is it tells us that you can speak truth to power.
Do we know how this event has been covered in South Asia and the Middle East?
I think I know a little bit more about how it's been received in Pakistan. And I think that there are a lot of people in Pakistan who aren't pleased with the fact that she was given the Nobel Prize for what it means in terms of a critique of the Pakistani state, a critique of the establishment in Pakistan. So it wasn't well received by those people who felt it was a reprimand or something that was received with hostility by them as a criticism.
Do you think that it kind of was a backhanded slap at the way things happen in Pakistan?
I don't think it was a backhanded slap so much. I think it was a message to the powers that be in Pakistan that it's time to do something about this problem, not just the problem of, you know, the status of women in Pakistan, but also the menace of religious fundamentalism and what it means for women in particular, but for all disempowered groups in Pakistan.
And what about what this means for Muslims around the world? With so much sort of bad publicity as a result of ISIL, ISIS, and these types of things, I mean, she seems like someone who could turn public perceptions around, and maybe this seems like it could be a public relations win for Islam. Would you agree with that?
Yes, it was. I think you could say that because the issue of education for women and the issue of women's equality rights is something that many people across the world can empathize with. So it's not political in that sense. So I think it's a message that a lot of people would welcome. The other Muslim woman who got a Nobel Prize was much older, of course. Shirin Ebadi was a human rights lawyer in Iran.
Right.
And when she got that was a big political message to the regime in Iran at that time.
It was, and she was the lawyer for Zahra Kazemi, the Montrealer.
Right.
In that horrible case, which just resurfaced in the news this week as well. I want to just finish up by asking you, how do you think that Malala, for the next 70, 80 years of her life, can best continue the movement, continue the cause?
I think she can continue it by making alliances, by building coalitions across the Muslim world. I don't think it's enough to have governments and people in the West on her side. She really, her target audience is South Asia and the Middle East, and she has to build strong ties in those regions.
What an incredible amount of pressure to put on the shoulders of a 17-year-old girl.
But she's so poised, I think she can do it.
Brenda Narain, thank you so much for your time. I hope we can speak about this again.
Thanks very much.
Have a great night.
All the best. Bye.
You too. There she goes. That's Brenda Narain from the Faculty of Law, Institute of Gender, Sexuality, and Feminist Studies at McGill. Connor, you make a really interesting